We can hear that voice. But no, I said that to say, that when we love people, the more we spend time with them, the more distinctly we can hear their voice. And I want you to know that God has loved you before you ever believed yourself to know. And God knows your voice individually. We're no longer who we used to be. And we need to get ready to go where we're going to go in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I've seen her getting hurt at first step. say, whatever the case may be, that team represents for you. God's going to do it for you. And when we get that inside of us this morning, God, we know our chains are going to be broken free. We know our freedom is near. Our freedom is today. We don't have to stay in that cell anymore. Because we're free. And when we know that what happened for her is going to happen for me, we can walk through that door in freedom. We can walk through that door in deliverance. We can walk through that door with no chains.
Where they're looking.
It's not possible. The Lord says that the faith of spiritual will overcome the world. The Lord says that you are more than a conqueror. I'm telling you right now, but if you don't back down, if you will stand your ground, the faith that saves you is the faith that will heal you, and you will live this life in the victorious way that God commissioned from the foundation of the earth. I want you to know that when God looked at you, all he saw was victory, victory, and victory. Woo-hoo! Thank God for praise. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anybody in here right now that's just feeling a little bit fearful or discouraged, I just want you to come up to me. I just want to say to you, I'm going to listen to you. Because you see, a lot of times, that's you still. If you still get it, you can get it first. Thank you. the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Why can't you pray? With you, what the church is going to look like. We've got some regulars here that are like a fine part of this process. If they just kind of share how the action building is going to look, where it's positioned right on the line. So, especially the top five and some of the inside pictures, they're probably in that 80-85% kind of being. Woo! Get the Lord on that kind of thing. Now that's the building for just a world that's going to be close to our neighbors on the right side of that kind of building. The building in front of that ball field. And maybe you can see that on your floor so that you can get your ladies up and they don't have to get their room wet. Praise the Lord. But what I love about this building is that we're all going to be on one level, and we're going to have students to continue with. And I also like the fact that the children's classes will be right next to us, and so I plan to sneak out of the children's room and then get a little more of those snacks, and I think get a little bit that they have downstairs that we still need. Go ahead and take the next slide. This is the building looking on the right side of it, and that's there. That's going to be close to where you go out there right now. That's where the parking lot comes down to. This is the right hand side of the church, right next to our neighbors. Right to the foyer. So that area there, so Thank you. middle group, the building for the good, the structure standing, the success of God. And the foundation is God hammering out through the period of the night, in past position, children. You know that God is going to be done with you and God in this place. He's building and cutting and placing together exactly what he needs in here so that it will be out there. He's carrying you from a place called here to a place called there. He's ready in you.
Share your love. It's very, very contagious. It's going to spread like
wildfire.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. I want you to know that when we step into Christianity, we sell out to the whole process, and we are the first level or people of God, amen? I want you to know that before we come together as a congregation, before we come together as the overall body of Christ, I want you to know that God's expectation is that He comes into your house and God takes over who you are. You are a temple. The Bible says in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is the hope of glory. In other words, God's expectation from the time you were even before you even got up out of your feet, before you were even in the kingdom, God had an expectation that when you were in the kingdom, it was going to be done. It was going to be done. And I can't imagine that you were going to be in the kingdom. I just look at you and I'm going to go. I want to do that. to know that unless God builds the house, we will go to the first thing I want to do this morning is to tell you, please let God continue to build the house. Give up your ways, give up your thinking, make yourself available to God, hear His voice, let Him touch you, let Him feed you, let Him break your fears off of you, let Him get you vulnerable, let Him bring you out to a place where only God Himself can take care of you. I want you to know that the best day that ever happened to me was I was seated in a movie. And we were just that same. And I want you to know that during my waiting time about salvation, it was way worse before, because before we go to the Lord Jesus Christ. But I remember that I was coming up, and so was I, and I was thanking God that He was talking to me that we would be down with Him, that we would be out of here. I want you to know that they never stepped into the complete victory until they came out of Egypt, crossed over, and went into the land that God had given them. Okay? And in that land that God had given them, there is a statement made by a man by the name of Joshua. Praise God, and so God is the man that had Moses hand some things over to them, and then they finished what they were supposed to do. But Joshua made a statement to Joshua. 24 of Joshua 24, verse 14. I want to read this to you. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord." And this does not mean fear the Lord as in being scared of Him and having heights of Him. This means give God the reverence and the honor that He gives you for what He's done to you to protect your life. So we could say, "Now therefore give God the honor and the reverence and the greatness and awareness and the respect that He should have." But fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve Him the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Israelites that lived in this. We know that on the other side of the flood, when they were in Egypt, they were prisoners to the Egyptians. Amen. And Egypt represents Pharaoh, which is a modern representation of Satan. In other words, they were always under bondage, they were always under slavery, they were always being used, and they never got to live life the way they were supposed to live by the power of God. He says, "Now you can even serve the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." Would you want to show the balance in a land that you have revenue and protected by faith in you? See, none of us could ever want to go back and serve the God that controlled our lives before Jesus. None of us could want to go back to the Jesus, the victories, the fears, the failures, and all of the stuff about yesterday. Why would we go back and put ourselves in the Bible, feeling that the Lord has not fit to give us liberty and freedom in Jesus Christ? Amen? And the Bible says, but as for me and my house, in other words, we have seen the fact that God has done so much that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. I want you to understand something. That part of building your house is not just receiving Jesus Christ into you and getting what God can do for you, but it is setting order in your household. When you start to set order in your household, maybe everybody that lives in your house don't catch the vision right away, but you ought to start being an example and moving in such a way that God's authority starts setting up residence. And as His authority starts setting up residence, and as you choose to follow God, I'm telling you that not only your household, but others in your community, others surrounding you, people you love, people you care about, they will see what God is bringing into your house, and you will have that first 16 come alive where they say, God forbid, we're not going to serve any other gods because we see what God has done for you and your house, and if in you and your house you're going to serve God, then I'm coming with you. I thank God that Jesus was a covering for yesterday. He was a covering for the moment, and He was a covering for the future. Amen. I want you to know that every one of us under the sound of my voice, you have a right now to change the heritage. I don't care what our family has been. We have a right to bring our family to where they will be in Jesus. And I want you to know something, that as we think about stepping into this new building, we better get ready, because I promise you that as you grow, they will grow. As you move, they will move. I promise you that some of you have had dreams about seeing family and seeing loved ones and seeing friends serving God, and you have not seen it yet. But I promise you that just over there, God is bringing you somewhere, so we have a right to step over there, because when we step over there, you're going to look around and see others stepping with you, because you're going to see who you are. I want you to understand something about the truth that we're going to be the one the Lord wants to have a conversation. Why do you think it's important to God to bring people out of you and to decide who you're going to serve? Thank you. is that we can express ourselves on Facebook without any regard to what God's expectation of our life will be. Those are wicked thoughts. I want you to know that any thought you release without a submission to God to do things His way and see things His way, that's the wickedness that we need to get out of our life. Yes, obvious sin cannot be in our life, but also we must change our mindset, because when we get that stuff out and we start letting the love of God and the faith that's in that word bring compassion, and then we pray for people, I promise you that that's when a land will be healed, that's when a city will be changed, that's when a household will be changed, and that's when a nation will be changed. See, I want to share this with you because I want you to see what happened to Sodom and the congregation and where they were at before they ever opened the door. See, you know what happened to the because you paid the price, because you did your journey, they're going to step into the holiness of the anointing that's in your life, and they're going to get freer faster than anyone ever has before. I tell you what, anger, bitterness, violence, abuse, all kinds of things are going to break off of people. Listen to me, I'm telling you right now, you are overcoming anxiety and fear. At the end of your journey, you're going to create such a safe place in here that when we come in on a Sunday morning, people who thought they were going to be suicidal, people who are depressed and discouraged, I'm telling you, they're going to come through that door and be alive because of what you gave them. Listen, we're going to look at what Solomon and the congregation of the king did when they were represented because of the sin. See, chapter 6 is the foundation of what we saw. What did God do? Thank you. they're going to set free. Women and mothers are going to tell people to get to this feeling depressed and all those suicidal, and they're going to be empowered to just put their past in the past and step into who God is. that is contrary to God's teaching. See, that's not just a physical place. Sometimes people don't have to be in the church. It used to be the people who sat in the church. It used to be the people who sat in the church. It used to be the people who sat in the church. It used to be the people who sat in the church. And they ought to be able to feel the presence of God. They ought to be able to feel the presence of our Lord. And because it's because of what you've given God, people should come in here and be safe because of your faith. People should come in here and be encouraged and alert because of what you have given to God and your commitment, not just for yourself, but for others. It says to God, a stranger to be with you. And for thy great mercy, and thy mighty hand, and thy strength, if they come to pray with you, even from the dwelling place, and do according to all that the Spirit of God to be for, that all people of earth may know thy name and fear thee, as does thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee toward this city which thou hast chosen in the house which he hath built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens for prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captive in their land far off or near, yet if they bethink themselves to the land whether they are carried up captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, you have sinned, you have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return to thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, whether they have carried themselves and them, and pray toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Do you understand that by being a part of the church, you get to operate in that scripture that says, if my people would pray for God, to live a good, peaceful life? Do you understand by us establishing the church, not just this one, but the next one we're building? Do you understand that we are increasing God's right, His influence, and His authority to affect people in this region, even Jackson? I want you to know something that I believe that when we step into that new building, just as it's been already, I want you to know that the suicide rate in this region, the drug rate in this region, the domestic violence in this region. I've heard from the police department themselves that they said, my goodness, it's amazing that since the first year you told me you were going to pray about these things, it's amazing that right now the biggest problem we have is just the opiates. He says, as far as the drinking and the violence and the things that used to go on, they don't go on nearly as much. Remember the mercy of David, thy servant. I want you to understand something. That as of right now, I want you to able to control my body. God, I want you to know that we're not here to be in opposition of anybody. We're here to be a part of the unity of all the other churches, but we have an identity to carry that if nobody else carries it, we're going to carry it. And I want you to know something. We have a responsibility to love and move our hearts out so that the compassion of God that's in us can make room for everybody else. Don't reveal the strength. But I remember that when it happened, we can tell you that.